the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Check this out.
9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning, Clayton. You're with us instead of Maria this morning.
Indeed. Good morning, Mikey.
Good morning. Good morning. And you've got a movie featuring everyone's favourite actor, Nicolas Cage.
Indeed we do. Mum and Dad, a black horror comedy.
Mom and Dad.
Yeah, very American.
Mom and Dad.
Now, this movie is like classic B-movie gold, midnight movie. Just, it's about this strange hysteria that takes over suburban America. Like, all the parents go crazy and want to start murdering their kids.
Oh, that, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that, really. And Nicolas Cage and Samuel Blair play these parents, this teenage girl and, like, tween brother. And, you know, they're like any parents who get frustrated at toys being left on the floor. You stand on them, go crazy.
Yep.
Daughter's stealing your money. And then they get
daughter's taken, stealing your money the way daughters always steal money.
Yeah, out of your wallet. And then they go crazy and the kids have to survive the night while these parents are trying to kill them.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you might think this is like, you know, it's been called the purge for parenthood.
Sure.
Know? Yeah, great. And, you know, it's violent, but it's very funny. And it also taps into this thing called obsolescence where we
the
have...
Purge, the Purge for Parenthood, meaning the movie The Purge?
Yes.
Yeah, which is that stupid movie about that stupid idea, but it seems to be quite popular. Yep.
Yeah, and this, you know, this is violent and has, like, really inventive sort of deaths like Saw, but it has this thing about, has something to say where... You have kids, you're feeling like, you know, you're just having them, you have to serve them, and the parents...
Good friend of mine, Steve Simpson, once said to me that once you have kids, you realise that you are no longer, that you are now staff for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
this movie, the parents are like, they complain, oh man, what it could have been, you know, if I didn't have these damn kids, and that's where you're like, man, I kind of relate to them, but, you know, you don't want to kill your kids, but you get the point. And it's very funny. Nicolas Cage is in great form. Like, he said favourite movies made in the last 10 years, and he's been on direct-to-video hell. Like, he churns out like 4 movies a year, and it's just cheese.
No, they're most of them are shitters, but when he does a good one, it's really nice, it's really neat.
Oh yeah,
and he comes from a foundation of some really good movies, you know.
Oh, he does. In the 90s, he was In the Zone, Wild at Heart, Leaving Las Vegas, that sort of thing. But here he's like, he's got some great scenes. The director can speak Nicolas Cage. He like lets him loose in this one scene where he takes to a pool table with a sledgehammer, singing the Hokey Pokey. And it's funny stuff. And it's like, it's not
like you put your left leg in, put your left leg in. Yeah.
Which
isn't all about smash.
Which isn't a public domain song. The filmmaker's Brian Taylor, and he did the Crank movies with a mate of his. And so if you've seen the Crank movies, you know it's going to be like full on frenetic.
Yeah.
It is a thing where it's like, this could just take one camera shot, but it takes like five, like down low, up high, and it's all kind of frenetic. But, you know, it's just good entertainment. If you want a bit of Nick Cage.
Understandable, yes, of course.
Yeah full on
and,
Nick Cage.
And Selma Blair, where's she from?
She was in the Hellboy movies and I think The Craft back in the day. So she's been a bit in the wilderness as well. And like, so the, Brian Taylor's found he's given these actors like something to like just chew their teeth into.
Good job. Now, it came out last year, and you say this, some people did Crank. Crank's the one about the guy who had to keep his heart going.
Yeah, taking lots of drugs and stuff. So
yeah, having sex in the middle of the marketplace, that scene.
Yeah, that scene, yeah. So these guys...
was quite good, that scene, for some reason.
Yeah, the director, Brian Taylor, he says he's tonally deaf. So, like, it can be a bit full-on for some people. And one of the things you're saying, it's a movie that starts big and ends small. So, like, Night of the Living Dead, World War Z, where it's like this big kind of virus thing that happens all around the suburban America, but then it just comes into this house, and it's just all contained there. And near the end, Lance Henriksen, the guy from Millennium, and I think Alien, you recognise him. He plays Nick Cage's dad. So, of course, Nick Cage is trying to kill his kid. Then his dad turns up and tries to kill him. And it's all just become...
What's he trying to kill him with, you know? Can you tell
us that? He comes around with a little stabbing knife, goes stab, 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 stab. And it's just...
How's it go?
Stab, 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 stab. It's, and there's a scene with a coat hanger that Samuel Blair uses on...
Clayton. Do you like inventive deaths? You're a big fan of that?
In the midnight movie sort of popcorn thing, it's good fun. This actually shocked me, you know, like...
Did it?
Yeah, it's good.
Did it? The guy that works at Mad Men, eh? Shocked by the old mum and dad, eh? Yeah. All right, so anything else to report on that one?
It does have a very abrupt ending, and Brian Taylor, he doesn't care about rules and explanations in movies. You know how, like, here's this background of X, Y, and Z, it just happens, and it's...
I like a movie like that, though, you know?
It's 83 minutes, it's like, boom, and you're...
Party's over. Boom. Should we give away a copy of it? We'll give away a copy to anyone with the B card. You must have a B card. You can only win a prize on BFM if you've got a B card. And if you can text us in 5395, and to win that, you have to tell me what sort of jacket. What sort of jacket did Nick Cage wear in Nicolas Cage wear in Wild at Heart, which is a great movie.
Yeah, it's a classic Nick Cage.
And it's a classic jacket, and it's a symbol of his individuality and his pursuit of personal freedom, if you remember. I think I just remember that. Came to my memory just then. What sort of jacket was it? And if you can get it right, $53.95 with a name and a B card, then we'll give you a copy of Nick's latest. See, something else brings up Raising Arizona. Fantastic movie.
Oh.
Fantastic movie.
Don't know what happened. Just maybe wanted to, you know, get the paychecks. And he makes like 3 to 4 direct-to-DVD movies a year.
It might all become very obvious soon. Yeah. With Nick Cave. Nicolas Cage. Imagine if you went to a show and you thought you were going to see Nick Cave, but it was Nicolas Cage doing a show.
He doesn't like the word acting. He just feels it. And like, I think, you know,
does he?
Yeah, I think he.
I think that's a thing that people who can't act that great think.
Yeah.
Because some of his stuff's poor.
Yeah. The director knew it doesn't feature Nicolas Cage through the whole thing, because it starts off, here's the thing about Samuel Blair, here's the thing about the daughter.
Right.
And then
I always wonder whether that's a cash thing, you know. Someone's got a it's not a crocodile jacket there, Ewan. You got that wrong.
He was probably on set for like 4 days.
Someone's got it right, but then put their name with their B card. Shame, that's a shame. $53.95. What type of jacket in Wild at Heart? Wild at Heart. Who's he playing than that? Who's the other actor in that?
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern's amazing. Boom. Laura Dern, the actress who doesn't age.
Exactly. She's still
going
strong.
She's so good in Big Little Lies as well. Did you see that?
Oh. The sequel's coming out, and they've added.
I can't wait. It's such good.
Yeah, it's one.
That's one of my favourite TV shows I've ever seen. That was great. Yeah.
Need to read the book.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Clayton. We'll have to press on, but that's available now through our good friends at Mad Men.
Yes, and enjoy it. It's a midnight movie feast.
All right, that's a good recommendation. So the movie's Mum and Dad came out last year, 2017, and it's featuring Nicolas Cage and Selma Blair, and still, can I give it to Rattlesnake? Yeah, I'll give it to Rattlesnake. It's a snakeskin jacket. Don't necessarily it's a rattlesnake snakeskin jacket, but Snakeskin Jackets Creek, you've won that caller. Whatever your name was, you didn't put up there, but you did put your B cards, and we can figure it out that way.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Coming up next.